This is the soundtrack of the millions undiagnosed with moderate to severe obstructive sleep apnea, or OSA, in adults with obesity. It's a chronic condition where the airway partially or fully collapses during sleep, which may cause breathing interruptions and oxygen deprivation without your knowing. Don't sleep on the symptoms. Talk to your doctor about OSA and learn more at don'tsleeponosa.com. This information is provided by Lilly USA, LLC.
I'm Scott Hansen, host of NFL Red Zone. Lowe's knows Sundays are for football. That's why we're here to help you get your next DIY project done, even when the clock isn't on your side. Whether that's a new Filtrete filter or Bosch and Kobalt power tools, Lowe's has everything you need to feel like the MVP of DIY. So get it done and earn your Sunday. Shop now, in-store, and online. Lowe's, official partner of the NFL.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome into the Winklerverse. I'm Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath alongside. This is our picks episode for the week and maybe for the month. It's good to have you Horvy.
No, we're back now. So last week, I had some stuff going on, and now
I think the last one was week two.
I'm doing it, and yesterday was my birthday, and today is actually, as we record this, is my wife's birthday. So I still found time in between because I got to go to a birthday dinner, and I got to work tonight. I got to do the show, and then I got to do the college football show tomorrow, and then my dad's coming into town from Illinois to watch the Brewers-Cubs game, and for my birthday, but more important to him, Brewers-Cubs tomorrow. As you know, it's the big one.
The tweet I posted, I think, sums up where I'm at. I said that the Cubs and Brewers should be a fun rivalry, but the loudest Cubs social media accounts ruined it. The media will write about Giannis leaving until they achieve their mission. Yes. Packers fans are dreading facing old Joe Flacco again. Wisconsin football is JV Rutgers. Have a good weekend. There's a lot of negativity around here.
I think the Packers are going to be just fine. The Giannis stuff, it's one guy. So, like, just mute him, right? It's just shams. So
nah, but then Windhorse gets into it and the whole ESPN machine. And
you know what I love about my
The Athletic was writing stuff. Kevin O'Connor, that douchebag.
Yeah. See, people, this probably, like, pisses some people off. I just can't get into it anymore because of that stuff. I'll watch the games and enjoy the games, but I just don't even pay attention to Windhorse. Like, anytime I see a Windhorse or a Stephen A. ESPN video, I'm like, I don't care, right? I pay attention to the things that I have to pay attention to. I want the sources. I want to know, like, who's hurt, who's not going to play, who might get moved. But when it's just Giannis thought about joining the I don't give a shit. I don't deal in hypotheticals, right? That doesn't help me at the end of the day. So I just kind of stay away from it at this point.
I don't understand why they're still pumping it out. I don't know that there's a market for that kind of content still. Even Knicks fans are like, I mean, if you're going to trade them, just trade them. But Jesus.
I wish, like, it was like it used to be. There's almost just too much out there, like, content and stuff.
There is. Our brains aren't equipped for it.
I miss back in the day, like, I mean, there was numbers you had to call to get scores if you were a degenerate gambler, or, you know, you read the newspaper. And sometimes if the game went late, you would have to wait to read about the story from the night before the next day. You'd watch ESPN, you know, the next morning, getting ready for school, watching the great Stuart Scott.
Or you'd call 1-900-976-ESPN, 99 cents per minute. Anybody remember that?
Now everybody's just got so much time to fill, and we're all guilty of this in this business because, like, let's be honest, these shows need to be 4 hours, especially gambling shows. No, like, 4 hours? Dude, I'm doing 20 hours a week, you know, and it's like...
And then you guys are like, the line has moved from 3.5 to 3. Now I'm in.
Yeah. Gets back to 3.5, man. But yeah, that's...
I couldn't do the hook.
It's like... Or you know, it's like, hey, what's your touchdown parlay? And it's like, you know, I don't bet that shit. I really don't. I mean, for fun, for funsies, every once in a while, I'm like a $20 bet. But hard enough to, especially in today's NFL, man, it's hard enough to predict who's going to score one touchdown, let alone that. All right, so anyway, before we get to the football picks, my pick tomorrow is Brewers. Brewers win. They advance to the NLCS. Right now, they're -130 favorites. Who's pitching for you guys?
I don't know. Maybe Miz? Quintana? You could throw Priester back out there. He didn't do shit the other day. So that looking back on the series is starting a Chicago native in Wrigley for his first playoff game when he's 25, probably a mistake. And then you almost got to, like, I don't know how you would have prepared for this, but the Cubs fans chanting Freddie, Freddie, that was just so, like, wow. Awesome. Yeah, good for them. They did it. And I, you know, Brewers fans are talking about, like, oh, what's we gotta get loud in game five. Brother, the day that there's going to be a Wisconsin fan situation, Packers, Bucks, wherever, where we're not react. All we do is react. We never stand up. We never get even at the game I was at game one. You know, it's like 3-2 counts, and I'm like, get up, get up. And people are like, it's the third inning. I'm like, we're in the fucking playoffs.
You should be standing the entire game.
And I just don't think, and then there's going to be nervous energy from whatever Wisconsin fans, Brewers fans show up. There's going to be more Cubs fans in game five, I would assume, than game one or two.
Oh, yeah.
So it's going to just, it's going to, we're the fans, like, you know, what impact does it have? You never know. But it certainly helped in Chicago. Wisconsin fans never help their team. We just react. And I think that's okay to say. We got to be introspective if we're going to be better around here, dickweeds.
What I hate about the rivalry is it should be fun because, one, like, and I know you guys don't want to hear this, I don't hate the Brewers. I mean, now I do, don't get me wrong, because you guys win the division every year, but I don't like hate them the way that I hate the Cardinals. I even hate the Astros still because, you know, growing up I loved Milwaukee because my uncle was the play-by-play broadcaster and you guys were in the fucking American League. And now you're in my division and you guys are like, oh, you know, talk like, you know, you guys think you're big brother and this and that. Like, no, guys, I'm just trying to enjoy my team and bitch about my own team. And this is kind of what I hate, that where the rivalry is like went, you know, it's, I think if you're a Milwaukee fan, it should be really cool that it's game five and you could just make a 1 hour, hour and a half trip to go watch the game with your kid. You should be able to go to Wrigley Field in a Brewers jersey, though. You should be able to, if you're a Cubs fan, you know, go to Milwaukee, bring your kid, and wear your Kyle Tucker PCA jersey. It should be fun. Like, sport, like all these videos I see where these jabroni Cub fans show up in Milwaukee and they're, like, flipping people off or they're messing with the mascots. Like, how big of an idiot are you, man? Just, you're, like, in somebody else's home. You know, this is kind of... it's always been that way in the NFL, and that's why I love Lambeau. You don't really get a whole lot of that at Lambeau, but man, you go to some of these other places, these stadiums, and it's like, oh, you have small kids. Do you really want to bring them to a football game? But you should be able to go. It should be a rivalry. You guys should hate the Cubs and the players and Craig Council. That's awesome. Boo them. But like when I see like fans fighting, I think that's just the dumbest shit. You know what I mean? I really do, because it's like, I don't even want to go to the games. Like, you know what I mean? I don't want to get punched in the face for wearing a Cubs jersey, and you should be there to support your team. Like, you know, and yeah, people should give you a little hell, booyah. That's the way it was, at least for me growing up. Now, you know, and then you see these fake stories, this Cub fan punched a 10-year-old kid. That never happened. Like, no 10-year-old kid was punched.
A lot of it is social media too, like these Twitter people, man. These Cubs rage baiters.
Yeah, like relax and watch the fucking game.
And then the what was this article in the Trib that like Milwaukee's so jealous of Chicago's restaurants? What the fuck? Can we just have a game without it? Like, Chicago likes Milwaukee and Milwaukee likes Chicago.
Yeah, me and my friends like would always go. Like, here's the thing, man.
Milwaukee people like going to Chicago because like, wow, it's a bigger version. There's more to do. Chicago fans like coming to Milwaukee because it's like, oh, it's a little more quiet version. And then our teams play each other and it's like, oh, you can't get a steak at 11:30, you piece of shit. What the fuck? No, I'm mad because my pitcher can't locate his fucking curveball.
I mean, that is, like, Chicago's awesome for the late-night food options as a late-night eater, I will say. But, like, I don't even have that here. Like, you know, D.C. kind of struggles with that, too. Some of my favorite restaurants are in Milwaukee, so I just think that's a dumb argument as well. That's the thing. The rivalry, it's just become dumb. I get hating the team and hating Craig Council, hating PCA, hate Kyle Tucker. I don't really think that the Cubs are a hateable team, though, to be honest with you. Like, I like this
Brewers. Well, PCA is.
Oh, I could see hating him. Yeah, absolutely. I love him, personally. If he's on your team, you love him. He's awesome.
Cubs fans don't like that Mizorowski shows emotion, but PCA, if I got to hear Ron Darling say emotion on his sleeve. Also, Ron Darling can go to hell.
And see, I'm a Cubs fan, and I'm saying I hate most Cubs. Like, growing up, the joke I always made was I wish I was a Sox fan. Because Sox fans actually are, like, cool. They know baseball. Cubs fans are a bunch of yuppies. Half of them don't go into the game until the fifth inning, which sucks because then you sneak up into the good seats and some jabroni shows up in the fifth inning, you know, two beers in his hand, half in the, hey, bro, these are my seats. Hey, asshole, we're 75 pitches in. Like, where have you been? But, yeah, I'm cheering for the Cubs, but I actually think you guys win. It don't matter because whoever wins is getting slammed by the Dodgers. Because here's the funny thing. Like, I love listening to you guys bitching about, like, who you're throwing out there because we're bitching about who we're, what Council's doing. Everybody's ripping Council. I think both managers have been awesome, and that's why both teams are still playing this year, because I think that both front offices are pieces of shit. At least you guys are small market, medium market, smaller market. Chicago's the number, what, two or three market, and, you know, we're spending money on fucking Trump's campaign rather than we're helping Trump, you know, rather than, I don't know, signing anybody, you know, like Kyle Tucker don't even want to fucking be here.
Well, Mark Atanasio's buying up beaches and stealing their sand.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, so everybody's
money
like,
into soccer clubs.
Like, fucking Council's an idiot. Shota sucks. Yeah, Shota does suck. You know, but like, who the fuck do you want him to invent a player? Can he create a player? Like, who do you want in the Brewers? That's why the Dodgers. I was having this argument with everybody on our show. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna pick the Dodgers, and everybody's like, oh, they just don't have it this year. I'm like, they won the World Series last year. They're dicking around. They haven't been healthy. They could throw Tyler Glass now at you. Like, we still don't even know who either. It's game five to go to the NLCS. Neither of us know who our teams are going to pitch tomorrow as we record.
And meanwhile, Roky Sasaki is a three-inning closer.
And look at the teams like that win World Series, like the Nationals a couple years ago with Strasburg and Scherzer. The Dodgers with every pitcher known to man. You know, like, Otani's just a luxury. He couldn't even throw last year. And that's the other thing. They have Otani, and everybody's like, he's betting 150. Yeah, wait till he plays my team or your team. I bet you he hits 875. It's how it goes. But yeah,
it's anyway, brought to you by. I'm getting off the baseball. I'm getting off. I'm gonna put a fucking.
I can't believe I just talked. I hate baseball.
I know you. Even when doing the show with you, you wouldn't even talk baseball.
I know. Go Cubs though.
We're brought to you by Happy Place Hemp. Promo code is Bart. May need a lot of that this weekend. Promo code again is Bart at checkout for 25% off. Every order, that's the gummies and the balms and the tinctures and the seltzers. Seltzer's very good. You got the 5 milligrams, the 10, and the 20, depending on your flavor and your persuasion. Get it all at a discount. Still, even if you used it 100 times, use it 101st, you get the discount. You get the discount. 25% off, happyplacehemp.com.
You just realized that you needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people that you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there's no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. How fast is Indeed? Well, in the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BWN. Just go to Indeed.com/BWN right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BWN. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
The Eagles lost to the Giants, and I was saying on my show that that's a game I would have predicted, but we just were talking baseball so much that we didn't get around to it. The Eagles, here's the thing with the Eagles. I'm starting to think like these guys are betting on themselves with the over-unders. Because they always win, but they're never happy how they won. And now this tush push bullshit. I mean, there's nobody that's not an Eagles fan that like is still sticking up for that, right? That is four times in a row.
I mean, it's getting ridiculous, but I do eventually think that the league is going to have to do something about it, but they didn't this year. I mean, Gutekunst, they tried. The Packers tried. Everybody didn't follow the lead in the NFL. I just, man, like, eventually you're going to get all your, I don't know, I've been saying it for a couple years, but you're taking years off these guys' careers, I feel. I don't know. I don't think the Eagles are very good this year. I picked them last year. I bet them last year to win the Super Bowl. But this year, I just think that there's something missing with that team. And I don't think Jalen Hurts is, I don't know, man, right? Because he won a Super Bowl and he plays his best, though, in the big games. I don't want to overreact yet, but I don't think the Eagles are as good as they were last year. Meanwhile, Giants are exciting.
I guess. I mean, I just saw somebody say, like, Jackson Dart is going to wheelchair Cam Scatabo to the midfield for the Super Bowl presentation at the, because like this kind of running is not sustainable for Scatabo. Yeah. I'm supposed to, I say that as I keep saying I'm going to go out to New York for the Packers Giants game, and I'm making like plans with Carlos, yet I've looked at no flights or hotels or tickets, but like I'm apparently going to be in New York for that game. I better get tickets. November, mid-November.
Oh, yeah. You'll get a hotel fine. You'll be all right.
Well, I'm not worried about a hotel shortage. It's not Green Bay, but I don't know. Now that I got it, like, because it's like a business trip, but I'm spending my own money. Because I want to go do a show at the studio in New York.
Yeah.
So I build a trip around the Packer game. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, I keep being like, you guys will fly me out, right? They're like, yeah, you should come out. You fly me out? Yeah, we'll find a day for you to come. You're gonna pay me to fly? No. Because there's no need for me. I can just sit in my fucking sitting duck stand at Hale's Corners.
Yeah.
Where I see more deer at the office than humans.
There are a lot of deer. Especially in the winter.
Yeah, in the summer, Ryan Horvat.
First game on the board this weekend is out in London, England, where we have the New York Jets catching 7.5 points against the Denver Broncos. Total in the game is 43.5. I'm going to go with the Jets here because they're terrible, but the Broncos are coming off that big win against the Eagles. Now they have to make the trip to London, and I think Bo Nix is going to throw an interception in this game. The Jets' defense can't be any worse. They have to show up on the offensive side of the ball. I'm gonna bet this actually right now. I haven't bet this game yet. Give me the Jets plus 7.5.
I'm gonna take that with you. I think a lot of people are piling on the Jets. I do think eventually Aaron Glenn will win a playoff game. Obviously it's not gonna be this year, but you know, everyone's like, oh, he's coming in with his bravado, and what's he supposed to do? Come in and be a little bitch like Robert Saleh was? He's trying to put an identity on this team that's been lacking one. The ownership's the problem there, but you can't change owners. So, you know, Fields has been good if you like waiting for the second half for any fantasy stats. And I'm down on the Broncos. The Broncos are a team that I just flat out hate, and I hate Sean Payton, so I'm never going to give them the benefit of the doubt. And the Colts are a team that I'm going to keep moving the goalpost for. Even though we were Daniel Jones people, I don't like that they dirty dogged Anthony Richardson. I'm going to take the Jets with you on this game.
Yeah, let's go. J-E-T. You know what's awesome about that? I get to put on my Jets lamp for one more time.
Yeah.
Can I say something, though? Actually, I can, because I was right about Aaron Glenn. He sucks, and he's always going to suck. And I like this because you don't fuck with Aaron Rodgers. Hey, really quick check on the AFC North. Right now, are the Baltimore Ravens they're not in first place. What about the Bengals, man, with Joe Burrow? No, they're not in first place. Oh, is it Aaron Rodgers, the best quarterback, baby? You guys don't want to. Aaron Glenn, Aaron Rodgers flies out to you on his own dime, and you don't even give him the time of the day because you want to move on to Justin Fields. But yeah, I'd like the Jets to cover.
What's next? I don't have any games in front of me. It's all you, friend.
Yeah. I know. All right, next game. I got all fired up.
You're hosting the show.
Seattle Bart is a 1.5-point dog against Jacksonville. Total's 47.5. Same line of thinking. I got a big bet on the Seahawks. Jags beat the Chiefs. Everybody's like, man, this Jags team's for real. They're going to get Travis Hunter more involved. Meanwhile, the Seahawks, they're coming off a loss and a shootout against our boy Baker Mayfield. I thought Darnold was going to regress this year, change of scenery, right, without Kevin O'Connell and Justin Jefferson. Darnold gets better every week. I like the Seahawks here a lot. Give me Seattle +1.5.
Trevor Lawrence, great performance. Obviously, that rushing touchdown is a signature moment of his career. He's still got like the 29th rated passer rating. He's still bad.
He sucks.
Seattle's
I believe in them, but he sucks.
This is a cross-country trip?
Yep.
All right. If the temperature is under 80, I'll take Seattle. One moment.
Hold on. I can actually give you the weather, bro.
It's going to be 74 and it might rain.
So Seattle?
In Jacksonville.
Yeah, no, but it always – so Seattle's going to be used to that. It's always raining. It's coffee. It's grunge music.
But it might be a Florida rain where it rains at like 3:30 for 15 minutes.
What if it's a November rain? Darling, when I hold you, don't you know I feel the same? Great
song. I'll take Seattle because it's less than 80. It's going to be 75.
Okay. All right, let's go on to the next one.
I got to plug in my computer.
No, you're good. Our guy, Mark Malusis, just hit me up and asked me if I could do 11:20 on Sunday. I'm paying attention to you, but I do 11:20 with our guy, Zach Gelb. And so I said, yes, that works perfect. So now, in case anybody wants more picks, more prop bets, I'll be on with Zach Gelb, 11:20, Mark Malusis by 11:40. So there you go. I'm Mr. New York. Hey, maybe I could hook you up with these hotels, dude. I'm like the king of New York.
Yeah, help me. I'm probably stay at a Motel 6 by LaGuardia.
I'm bigger in New York right now than Puff Daddy because he's going to go to prison for a couple of years. He should be in prison a lot longer, but hey, what do I know? Let's go out to Kansas City, Bart, where the Chiefs, this is the primetime game, but we're going to skip around a little bit, okay? Because I want to talk about this game with you. Because we just kind of talked about this with the Jags. The Chiefs are 2.5-point favorites against the Lions. The total's 52.5.
It went up?
Yeah, dude. And I think I got to walk back my Detroit comments from this summer about, I think Dan Campbell is more than a glorified gym teacher. I think the Lions are still.
I got to walk back my Detroit feelings as well.
Yeah, they got like a solid pass rush. Goff looks pretty good again, even without Ben Johnson.
The outside of the Packer game, they're averaging 40 points a game.
And that was a bad spot, man, because like they didn't really know what to do. Green Bay was all hyped up with Micah. The crowd actually showed up for one. They weren't doing the polka in the wave. That said, man, I got to go with the Chiefs here. Lions?
Is it an Arrowhead?
An Arrowhead.
Yeah, I'll take the Chiefs. The Chiefs are going to get like dangerous, like, oh no, we're 2-3, we're 4-5, but they're never going to be like 2-4, 4-, like it's never going to be that bad.
Yeah.
They're not going to go all Ravens on us.
I think they're about to go on a run. If I was like going to make a future bet right now,
it's tough. And also there's a lot being asked of them. They have a lot of primetime games. They have to play on Thanksgiving. They have to play on Christmas. So I don't know about that though.
Could I, and I'm not just saying this because you already know how much I love him, and I know you don't want to talk Rodgers, but I don't like how we have Mahomes above Rodgers all-time greats because of his Super Bowl rings. Give Aaron Rodgers, Tyreek.
What's the only reason Brady's the GOAT? Brady's not the best quarterback ever, but he won the most.
I think Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback of all time.
Maybe.
I mean, you guys, the playoff losses, you got to go back and he was shitting some of them, but like Brady was shitting some wins and some losses. Like, you know, and when you think about it, like the teams that Rodgers was losing to, especially when you watch today's NFL, those will stand, I think, as historically good defenses. Legion of Boom, and they should have won the game. Those Niners defenses. And when you got Colin Kaepernick rushing for 185 yards and throwing for 275, what the fuck is Aaron Rodgers? It's like when people are like, is Mike Trout really the best baseball player? He's never been to the postseason. Like, what do you want him to do?
I was looking at the 2011 season, even the year they were putting up 45 points a game, the scores were not like 45 to 10. They were like 45 to 33.
I just like, how have you watched Mahomes the last 3 years and then you watch prime Rodgers and you're like, this guy's better? Or even like, okay, so like, I'm going to take away me being a Rodgers lover. Peyton Manning. And again, I know like Sparky, because he's a Colts fan, is like, he chokes in the playoffs. Dude, it's not a one-on-one sport. The best quarterback just, it's you need all 111. The best offensive and defensive line is going to win the Super Bowl. Is Jalen Hurts a better quarterback than Mahomes? No. Eagles had the better team. You know what I mean? Like, was Garoppolo a better player than Rodgers? Fuck no. But the Niners had an awesome team, and Kyle Shanahan was running circles around that coaching staff. So I don't know, man. I don't think Mahomes is the greatest of all time. I really don't. And I've said that before. And the last couple of years, you could blame, okay, they don't, like, the receivers are hurt. He doesn't have Rashee Rice. But there's some games where you watch him and it's like, the fuck was that, right? Or is it just me?
Well, he does the crazy plays, and then he gets Collinsworth to go, oh my God.
Right. Like, is Patrick Mahomes an industry plant? Let's listen. Like, hold on. This is a guy that everybody's telling me is the greatest of all time. His last three seasons, 2023, 27 touchdown passes, 14 interceptions. Last year, 26 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. 2022, 41 touchdown passes, 12. But, like, the last couple of years, man, he hasn't been all that good. Did the league figure out Pat Mahomes? The too high shell? I mean, I don't know. All I'm saying is...
People are asking.
Big week for the Chiefs, and if they miss the playoffs this year, I think we got to, like, rewalk some of these, like, our quarterback listings, in my opinion. Anyway... that game's Monday. I'm so excited for it, though. Let's go out to Carolina. The Panthers are 3-point dogs taking on the Cowboys. Total's 49.5.
What game's Monday?
It's Chicago, Washington.
Oh.
The Tobies.
There are two games Monday. Isn't Bills Falcons Monday, too?
Oh, yeah. You know what? It is. So let's go back to Washington.
And game one of the NLCS, which one of our shitty teams are in it, so we're not going to even watch these games.
Let's talk about this Bears-Commanders game, because I'm actually really excited for this one. I bet the Bears. I think the Bears win. So you get a revenge angle. Last year, if the Bears beat the Commanders, they would have been a 5-2 football team, and I think their season goes a different way. Instead, they lose on that bogus Hail Mary play, and then the Commanders go on that crazy run. I know that Jaden looked really good last week, but I think this is going to be a shootout, and I think the Bears off the bye. I think Ben Johnson's going to have a good offensive game plan. Give me Chicago to cover the 4.5. Sorry, Toby.
I'm going to go 3-for-3 with you.
Bear down, Chicago Bears.
And it's going to be like an all-time great night as the Cubs beat the Dodgers in game one.
Yes.
How about the city of Philadelphia on Thursday? People are like, Eagles lost. Phillies got eliminated, and the Flyers lost. Oh, no, the Flyers lost. Ooh.
Yeah, but last Saturday, Goose was there, and they performed a pretty epic show, so they got that at least, you know?
Yeah, they do.
What about Carolina catching 3 at home?
Why are we jumping all over the schedule?
Because, okay, so, like, when I bet games, I track my picks, you know? And so then they're at the top. And these games just rock, and we got 2 Monday night games, so we could kind of bounce around a little bit. It's a pretty good schedule. I like Dallas to cover the 3 against Carolina. I think Dallas is going to go on a little run here.
I do, too. I think Dak Prescott should be – I always say wherever you rank your quarterbacks, I have Dak at least 4 spots higher. Same. And he and Baker, dude, I would look at as MVP candidates right now.
I love Baker, too. I love how he hates, like, every team he plays, there's a guy on that team that, like, fucked him over somehow. He's like, yeah, he – the defensive coordinator – like, he was making the decisions when they cut me in.
Dallas playing in Carolina always reminds me of 1996 when they had a playoff game there and we wanted Dallas to win so we could beat them going to the Super Bowl. And instead, Carolina won and we just smoked Dom Capers instead.
Was it Tim Biakabatuka on that team?
I don't know. He may have been there.
His name.
Yeah, Tishomenga Biakabatuka.
All-time great name, Tim Biakabatuka. We should, on every week, we should come up with 5 all-time.
My favorite is Vi Sikahima.
I like that one. I like that one. Current day, I'm a big fan of Squirrel White for some reason. Wide receiver. I like him. All right. Let's go out to Miami where Mike McDaniel every day, man. I feel for the guy. I'll say this. If Mike McDaniel gets fired, he could come to Green Bay and call plays. LaFleur sucked the last couple weeks. I think McDaniel's a really good play caller. I just don't think he's a head coach. And he's like coaching a bunch of wimps that quit on him a long time ago. Give me the Chargers to bounce back and win this game by at least 5. They're 4.5-point favorites. I'll go with them.
I don't know. This is kind of like last chance hotel for the Dolphins.
Does seem like everybody's going to like the Chargers here too.
And I don't trust the Chargers. The Chargers are a team that I like.
I like them.
You say, yeah, they'll win 11 games. But then during the season, you're like, oh, they're not going to win that. Oh, I'm going to take the Dolphins actually to cover.
This is a real good story about Drew, a real United Airlines customer.
After almost 4 years of treatments, I was finally cancer-free. My mom's like, where do you want to go to celebrate? I'm like, let's go somewhere tropical. And then pilot hopped on the intercom and started talking about me, and I was like, what is going on here?
My wife beat cancer too, and I wanted to celebrate his special moment.
That's Bill, a real United pilot.
We brought him drinks and donuts. We all signed a card.
I was smiling ear to ear. Best flight ever for sure.
That's how good leads the way.
Member Week is back at Lowe's with big savings for pros. Now through October 15th, my Lowe's Pro Rewards members get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, tools, building materials, and more. Plus, get free standard shipping. Shop these exclusive member-only savings before they're gone. Not a rewards member? Join for free today. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Wow. All right, Pittsburgh, my boys, Aaron Rodgers laying 6 against the Browns. Total in the game is 38.5. I will take the Steelers, actually. You know, yeah. You got to bet against Rodgers.
11.5?
6. No, it's just 6.
Why did I hear 11? Yeah, I'll bet against Rodgers.
Yeah, that's it. You can take Rodgers, you hate Rodgers.
I know you hate talking about Shadur, but why can't – I think they just did actually announce he's going to be the backup quarterback. Why is it so hard to announce a backup quarterback?
It isn't even that I hate talking about Shadur. I just like, I hate that it's like such a big deal because he's,
you know, so all the attention that was put on to is Shadur the backup quarterback this week? Like people didn't want to draft Shadur because of all the stuff that comes with it. They created the stuff this week.
Right.
The only reason that we're talking about it, it'd be like, oh, they traded Joe Flacco. Okay, well, Dylan Gabriel's still the starter because he already was. But instead, it's this will they or won't they start Shadur or backup Shadur. They've created the drama that they're trying to avoid. I don't get it.
I think the Browns might be worried that, like, Shadur might actually win a game or two. Like, Dylan Gabriel.
Then why? Trade him then if you don't want him.
To who? Who wants? I don't think anybody wants him, do they?
I mean, if he's good, there's a lot of teams.
I don't think he's good. I don't think any of these guys are good except for Vanilla Vic. I think Dart's pretty good.
I think Shadur's gonna end up in Miami. That's my prediction.
I think he's gonna end up in like the USFL, man, or whatever the Rock's new league will be, the XFL. I don't know that guys are gonna want to play with him. I think that he's like a prick a little bit, and he loves himself, and you know. He holds on mainly on the field. He holds on to the ball way too long, and he can't push the ball down the field. So we'll see, though. I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. See if I'm wrong here. The Ravens, 7.5-point dogs against the Rams. Total's 44.5. I'll take the Ravens to cover here, even without Lamar. They've been terrible. I saw something crazy, man. The Ravens, what are we in now? Week 6? Yeah, week 6. First 5 weeks of the season, this Ravens defense gave up more points already than the 2000 Ravens that won the Super Bowl with Ray Lewis. Isn't that nuts?
I'm going to take the Rams. They could be easily 5-0. The Ravens are just biding time until Lamar comes back. Their defense can't do shit. I can't trust them in any capacity. I'll take the Rams.
You know what's crazy? The Ravens are still the favorites right now to win that division.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have to bet the Steelers. Again,
I'd go with the Ravens still.
They're 1-4.
Steelers, Broncos, Colts. These are just teams I'm never going to admit are good.
I think the Colts are pretty good. Speaking of, they're 7-point favorites against Arizona. Total's 47.5. I will take Arizona to cover after that nightmare that cost me my... I had them in Survivor, by the way.
Yeah.
I didn't go with the Saints. I hate myself.
I should have gone with the Saints. I stayed away. I want to go Saints, and then I thought Arizona, and I thought, no, I can't trust them. But then I went Rams.
I feel like everybody did the same thing, the same three teams. I should have went Saints. I'm so mad.
I want to go Saints, too. It was right in front of us.
So pissed. I know. And it was the one time you could use them, too.
I'm taking the Cardinals as well.
You're taking Cardinals. What about the Saints this weekend? I actually like them, dude, because New England just beat Buffalo outright as a 7.5-point favorite, our dog. Now they got to make the trip to New Orleans. Spencer Rattler's been playing pretty good football. I like the Saints not only to cover the 3.5. I think they beat the Patriots and shock everybody this weekend. That's my upset special.
I'll ride on that with you because I think that too many people are crowning New England too soon.
Yes. Yes. I think Drake May is going to throw a couple picks in this game too. Let's go to Vegas where the Raiders.
And I think Vrabel's the kind of guy who's going to take a big shit and then put his mouth in the, bowl and sniff it all day.
Big graphic. I hope he doesn't do that. You know where Mike Vrabel used to coach though? Tennessee. Titans 4.5-point dogs against the Raiders. Total 41.5. Give me
the Raiders.
Dude, we do picks for like every game, you know? And so I always have to have like a prop bet at least or something. This has been the toughest one ever for me. Give me here. Yeah, I'll go Raiders 4.5.
Are you doing a prop bet?
I ended up taking in that one.
Take Jacoby Myers over receptions.
Oh, I bet the under 41.5. I could tell you why, too. These are like, I was looking at this today, and I was like, man, what a low total. I could see this being a shootout. And then I dove into it a little bit more, and I was like, no, I can't see this being a shootout. This Raiders offense has been terrible. Geno Smith's been one of the worst quarterbacks in the league. Raiders are 29th in points per drive, and the Titans are 31st. So we're going to go under 41.5 tonight. But I like I'll go Raiders here, though.
Yeah, I'm going to go with you.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 3-point favorites against the 49ers. Total, 47.5. I love Baker Mayfield. I'm going to go Tampa. I'll take Tampa. I've been betting this 49ers team. They've been playing good football, even all beat up. But Baker's at home. Usually I like them as an underdog, but I think they win this game. Give me Tampa here.
I think I might be going to this Brewers game.
Oh. With who? Yourself?
My brother.
Oh, well, yeah. Why wouldn't you?
I don't know yet.
You got to go. Your team's in the playoffs. I counted. I'm 40 now, unfortunately. Or I guess fortunately, I'm alive. But the Cubs have only made the playoffs 5 times in my life, dude. Isn't that crazy?
Well, you want to World Series.
You got Cub fans that are
talking. Brewers didn't make the playoffs until I was 24.
You got Cub fans that are like so high and mighty talking shit. I've seen 5 postseason runs, 1 World Series. Sister Jean just passed away yesterday. She saw 2 Cub World Series, though.
Don't try to say being a Cubs fan is worse than being a Brewers fan.
I didn't.
Okay.
I think it probably equally sucks, I would assume. Maybe sucks a little. You guys didn't get a World Series in 2016. Would you? All right, let me ask you a question. Would you rather be Ben Zobrist or not be Ben Zobrist, World Series hero?
Isn't his life falling apart?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. Like, he was a World Series hero, but then, like, his wife was banging the pastor and they, like, stole a bunch of money from him.
Yeah, I'd rather have my kids back than win a World Series.
Yeah, I don't know. Are you going San Francisco or Tampa Bay? and are you going to the Brewer game? 414-799. Should Bart go to the Brewer game? He did it. What did he do? We'll tell you.
I'm curious about going. I'm concerned if I go, I'll die. I'm confident if I go, they will lose.
I'm confident if you go, you'll be drunk. I'm curious to see if you make it home. God, I always hated that segment. Sorry, I know. Sorry, Sparky.
What's the line?
I'd be like, what the fuck, man? What am I curious? I don't know. Like, did they win? The line, Tampa Bay's a three.
I'm curious if Aaron Jones can get a 20-yard run.
I'm confident that the Packers win by at least two scores.
I'm confident in 4.5 sacks.
Remember, I can never remember. It was confident, curious, and what?
Concerned.
Yeah. I was always like, I'm concerned with the Packers offense. I'm concerned that we're coached by a literal idiot. Tampa Bay?
I mean, the Niners. What if they would have just drafted? What if they would have just drafted Mac Jones instead of Trey Lance? He'd be like Joe Montana.
Yeah, he'd be awesome.
Instead, Matt Patricia was calling his plays,
which is crazy. Matt Patricia is doing a hell of a job calling the defense at Ohio State.
Yeah, defense.
I know. Remember when he was a head coach?
Barely. Oh, Detroit.
He yelled at that reporter. The reporter was like slouched in his seat and he was like, show some class, man. Sit up. Meanwhile, he had like crumbs in his beard. It was hilarious.
I'm gonna go with the Fighting Bakers.
Yeah, why the fuck would you not? God damn. Let's move on to Green Bay. Actually, we'll say Packers for last. We got to. That's why I'm going in this order. Let's go to the other Monday night game. Atlanta's a 4.5-point dog against Buffalo. Total's 50. Give me Atlanta to cover. I think they're going to be able to run the ball here. I'm a little worried about the Bills, man.
I think they're going to be able to throw the ball. Everybody in their secondary is torched now in Buffalo.
That's what I'm saying. I feel bad for – again, like, what if Josh Allen doesn't win a Super Bowl? Are we going to be like, well, Josh Allen couldn't get it done in the playoffs? What more could he done?
I'll take – what's the line?
4.5 only.
For the Bills?
Yeah.
I'm going to take the Bills.
All right. Green Bay at home at Lambeau Field. Is it a roll out the wagons game, a roll out the helmets game?
Well, they're not covering. Point? They're not fucking covering.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm betting this game. I'm betting the Bengals, dude.
What, is it 14?
I'm just praying we win. And you guys might laugh at that at home. Worried. I just said
I'm not worried about actually facing Joe Flacco again. I'm worried about the world that exists if we do lose to him. There's a difference between being worried about a thing and then not wanting that thing to happen. I wasn't worried at first about losing to the Cubs. I just didn't want to blow a 2-0 lead to Council, and now that's happening.
I'm worried Jordan Love sucks. Don't get
at all. I'm not at all.
I'm not worried that he sucks. I'm worried that Matt LaFleur thinks he sucks. Is that fair?
Yes, Matt LaFleur thinks Jordan Love sucks because he had Aaron Rodgers.
Like, I think right now one of them might suck. And I really still like LaFleur. You know, Love was so good against Dallas. It's just sometimes it's just the decision-making where I'm like, but I gotta just come to grips with he's not Aaron Rodgers, and nobody ever will be. And there's some good in that, and there's some bad in that. I don't know. Maybe LaFleur sucks. I don't know. Maybe the Micah's awesome, but like they really need a cover corner. They need another DB, I think. That's what worries me about this game, man, is I can see like just Jamar Chase and T. Higgins going off.
Joe Flacco can't get these guys the football.
Yes, he can.
He's not better than Jake Browning.
Well, and this offensive line already got Burrow killed, and they almost got Browning killed, so they got a 40-year-old now. I like how he said, I'm 40 now. Everybody's like, man, he's so fucking old. Get out of here, man. I did hot yoga before I jumped on with you today.
I mean, I'm hurt.
You are? Why?
But I'm 41. You tag on another year, Horvat, and you're going to be torched.
Yeah. So Packers win but don't cover. Are we agreement on that? I think they win. I'm going to go prediction-wise. I'm going to go 35-28.
I was thinking 31-20.
Yeah. Yeah. Jordan Love's going to have a big game, I think, against the secondary. I like Josh Jacobs to score a touchdown. Duh.
I'll give a touchdown to Dontavian Wicks.
I'm going to go Romeo Doubs. Great matchup for him.
Hmm.
Yeah. And he's got the big-ass helmet. Hey, how about Christian Watson? Gonna be playing football soon.
I'll believe it when I see it.
I think it's awesome that he's just on the field right now. He's a huge get back if he could stay healthy. Even if he doesn't do much, just defenses having to worry about him out there. Because Matthew Golden was always going to take time. A lot of these guys are like, man, he's going to be a stud right away. He's a rookie in Green Bay, you know, and I don't know that LaFleur trusts young players. Anyway, go Pack, go. Go Brewers till I get off this podcast and I rip you guys. Go Cubs, go, you know. Don't at me.
I hate how good that song is. It is just so good. Do you know that it's, you know why Go Cubs, go exists?
No, why?
The guy wrote a song.
Steve Goodman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About like, it was like, let me look it up. Because it was something about, he wrote a song about like.
Strawberry Fields?
Going to a Cubs game is like going to a funeral or something.
I disagree. That's like going to a Tampa Bay Rays game. You ever go to a Rays game, dude? It's like in the middle of fucking nowhere. They're always.
I have. Up. I love that stadium.
Yeah, but nobody cares.
Go Cubs, go.
I like it because you can sit behind home plate for like $20. They like pay you. They're like, here, here's $20 and a hot dog.
No, we pay you. Go Cubs, go.
Marlins man comes over and never mind. Jesus.
I was just reading about this the other day.
Remember when Marlins man used to text me nonstop?
Yeah.
I would use it against my, I'd be like, Nathan, watch, I can control this guy's mind. And I would text him and I'd say like, do this.
Oh, so in 1981, he wrote a song called A Dying Cubs Fan's Last Request.
Sounds okay.
About the failures of the franchise. They banned it at Wrigley. The song described the team as a doormat of the National League and referred to Wrigley as an ivy-covered burial ground. He wrote Go Cubs Go out of like spite. Like, fine. You want a fucking good song? I'll write you a fucking uplifting song. And he wrote Go Cubs Go. And like the same way a lot of my great ideas come out of telling someone to fuck off.
Yeah.
That's why Go Cubs Go exists.
So, you know what? Because, you know, obviously that's on my playlist. I wonder if
you can't play it or I can't post it.
No, I know. I won't actually play it, but I could find the name of it. Yeah, so Steve Goodman.
He died, like, right after he wrote it.
So the song, I won't play it, 72. You could actually find this on Apple Music. It's called A Dying Cub Fan's.
I just said this.
Yeah. The lyrics go, by the shores of Old Lake Michigan, where the hawk wind blows so cold, an old Cub fan lay dying in his midnight hour that told. All around his bed, his friends had all gathered. They knew his time was short. And on his head, they put this bright blue cap from his all-time favorite sport. And he said, it's late. It's getting dark in here. I know it's time to go. But before I leave the lineup, there's one thing I'd like to know. Do they still play the bull? Okay, who gives a shit? But yeah, it's up there.
Have a miserable weekend.
Thanks, dude.
Until Sunday.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because we're going head-to-head. Hey, may the best man win.
Yep.
I say final score, Brewers 7, Cubs 3.
I don't care. Ryan Horvath, thanks for stopping into the Winklerverse.
Thank you.
To clean a toilet?
You don't need a bottle of solution to get into this toilet revolution. Clorox, clean feels good.
Use as directed.